Historic week this week in the Missouri Senate, Senator, and the quite literally all of the time spent on Senate Joint Resolution 39.
That's exactly right, Dean. It was absolutely all the time spent on Senate Joint Resolution 39. And I was just remarking to a colleague, one day you can look back and tell your grandkids I was there in 2016. This was a historic filibuster. I don't know whether there's been a longer one in history or not. If there has been, I don't think there's a record of it. We were in session from Monday afternoon through Wednesday morning. Somewhere between 39 and 40 hours, I think, was the total filibuster time. You know, there's a deep division, I think, in America today over the distinction of right and wrong, whether there's a historic context or a biblical context or whatever the context is. It's interesting that the kind of legislation that Senate Joint Resolution 39 even represents is something that some of us would never have conceived of maybe a generation ago. It's before us now, and what we passed in the Senate today simply sends this very important issue to a vote of the people. It was not statute that we passed. It was simply a resolution which puts it on a ballot. It would probably be either August or November of this year, and the people will get an opportunity to vote on this. The issue is marriage and whether two people of the same sex should be married by a pastor whose conscience might oppose that. And it was a freedom of conscience issue. And this would never have even been before the legislature, but for the Supreme Court decision which redefined marriage. I don't know that I would have ever understood how that could happen, since the government really has never been in charge of marriage. They didn't initiate marriage. They didn't create marriage. They simply have accommodated marriage in tax law and in legal matters. That accommodation and Obergefell, in that case, in the opinion of the Supreme Court, then every state has to acknowledge that marriage is no longer between one man and one woman, but now it can be between two. Any people can be married. I think some of this has probably come out of the sexual revolution of many years ago, where sexual activity moved from procreation to recreation. There's probably some that maybe even would have predicted this, but I certainly would not have foreseen it. But over that 40 hours, while we waited to see if anything could be worked out, there was probably four and a half hours of negotiation, because this turned into a completely partisan issue, and there was a fruitless end to those negotiations, even though at one point there was the feeling that progress was being made. Some of the continuing activities on the floor to continue to perpetuate the filibuster proved that we had misunderstood and that we really didn't have any kind of agreement, or probably weren't even coming close to an agreement. So eventually, because in America, in our republic, government still is majority rules. And so we do have a tool. The majority has a tool. The minority has a tool called the filibuster. The majority has the tool called the previous question. And after those nearly 40 hours of debate, it was the decision of the majority to exercise that motion of previous question. It passed, which meant debate was terminated and there would be a vote on the issue before us, which was Senate Joint Resolution 39, which says that a pastor or a very closely related business that offers some kind of artistic or contribution to a wedding ceremony or celebration, if they have a conscientious objection to being a part of a same-sex marriage or of any kind of marriage. Frankly, if someone didn't want to participate and sell flowers or prepare a cake for, you know, a traditional couple with the passage of this legislation by the people on the ballot, then they would not have to. So it was completely neutral language. It did not show preference to any particular views. It simply protected the conscience of pastors or a very narrow window of vendors who might be contributing artistically to a ceremony. I was a little dismayed as some of those who were filibustering complained that because of the time being spent on this issue, that we weren't going to be able to do other things that are on the calendar, when all it would have taken was simply to have had a vote and we could have finished this issue. I mean, that's where we eventually ended up. And it was a little bit disingenuous, in my opinion, to be standing up holding the floor, knowing that a simple vote would have finished the issue, and then complaining that we weren't working on other issues. So I don't know how that plays with the general public, but I know with some of us it seems a little bit disingenuous. That's where I guess I am. I'm pleased that we were able to pass this. I think pastors will be protected now. Whatever their views are, however they look at marriage, they will be protected to some degree from those who differ with them and might want to prosecute or persecute them because of their differences in opinions.